and welcome to On the Record News. It's Wednesday, the 15th of February. I'm Molly Cohn.
And I'm Alexandra Holick. These are the stories we're following this week. Toronto Mayor John Tory will remain in office another day, or perhaps several more days, or even a few more weeks. That's because he's leading the city's budget debate, which began earlier today, and nobody's quite sure how long the debate will last. On Friday, Tory announced he was stepping down after he admitted to an affair with a former staff member. This just days before the first budget meeting since the so-called Strong Mayors Act became law last fall.
The new act gives Tory and other big city mayors in Ontario more power to push through their agendas through council. In the budget debate now underway at City Hall, Mayor Tory would be able to push through the $16 billion budget with only support from one-third of City Council. It's not clear if Tory will resign today or after the budget passes or at all. We'll have more on this story later in our newscast.
Three international students were killed and another is clinging to life in hospital after a fiery highway crash late Monday night. Police say the car was traveling at a high speed heading southbound on Highway 427 when it went over a concrete wall into the ditch before crashing into another concrete wall near the Dundas Street off-ramp. All four occupants of the vehicle were from Bangladesh and living in Toronto on study permits. While the victims have not been identified, they include a 20-year-old man, a 20-year-old woman, and a 17-year-old boy. The 21-year-old driver was the only survivor and is in hospital with critical injuries.
More than 3 years after the first reported case of COVID-19, scientists are once again on the alert for another virus. OTR's Victor Elias has the story.
Bird flu has killed more than 58 million poultry birds in the U.S. and more than 7 million in Canada. The virus, which has mutated and spread to mammals, is concerning some scientists worried about it moving to humans. Dr. Cheyenne Sheriff, Associate Dean, Research and Graduate Studies at the University of Guelph's Ontario Veterinary College, says the risk is there, but it's low.
The risk at the moment is not very high, but when we see the virus getting adapted to mammalian species, some of the recent attempts for the virus to jump from avian species to mammalian species, and also unfortunately it seems that it's also able to transmit from mammals to mammals, then I think we have many of the pieces of the puzzle together for an enhanced risk of this virus jumping from animals to humans and potentially from humans to humans.
There have been approximately 900 cases of avian influenza in humans of the same subtype virus, H5N1, and that has led to approximately 450 human deaths, Dr. Sharif said.
We hope that this virus is not as pathogenic or as lethal as the other H5N1 virus, but if it is, then it would be a major cause of concern for us.
People are already living through a COVID pandemic. Dr. Sharif is worried that they may be experiencing pandemic fatigue and may not react as much as they should.
Unfortunately, it seems that in this particular case, maybe it's the pandemic amnesia or pandemic fatigue that we all have, that we just cannot fathom having yet another potential pandemic just around the corner. So we can never be complacent.
In the U.S., a prison inmate in Colorado culling infected birds on a farm was confirmed as the first human case of H5N1. In April 2022, according to NBC News. But Dr. Sharif says avian flu is poorly adopted for spread in people.
So chickens, poultry, generally speaking, and also most avian species have a very different type of carbohydrate moieties compared to human carbohydrate moieties. So in order for this virus to enter the host cell, it needs to have those certain types of carbohydrate moieties on the surface. That's why replication of the virus in human cells and mammalian cells, generally speaking, is not possible or it would be at very low levels.
To prevent future outbreaks and keep the likelihood that avian flu moves to humans, Dr. Sharif says governments should continue to fund surveillance of potential hosts and consider vaccination, both human and animal, to limit spread. Reporting for OTR News, I'm Victor Elias.
Back now to more on the John Tory affair. There are mixed feelings on whether he should resign. Some say he's been a good mayor who made one big mistake, while others are looking ahead to someone new. On the Record reporter Abby Hughes took to the streets around campus to see how students feel about it.
John Tory's resignation shocked Toronto. We asked TMU community members what they thought about this latest municipal scandal.
I never had trust in municipal politicians to begin with. So if anything, I am now confident. And I was like, I was right all along. We cannot trust them. So no, I mean, my stance is unchanged generally, but hardened.
The scale of provincial and federal politics is so big that with municipal, even if, like, you know, perhaps there is a scandal or someone does something wrong, there's still like enough like council members, like channels to like interact with versus like people in the city, that the ratio of like power is a bit somewhat more like balanced, I think.
Students say they'll be looking for more than someone who can just talk the talk next time they go to the polls.
With the next mayor, I hope that there's some way of verifying that they're credible and trustworthy, because I feel like there's not often a way to do that with politics.
And even those who can't vote will be paying close attention to the by-election that's anticipated to happen in the next few months.
I think generally I'm just going to be interested in the way university students respond to it. Like, is activism going to increase? Are we going to get like emails from our student union that says, hey guys, please vote? But honestly, I can see why they would be disinterested, because it's like, what's the point?
Though Tory announced he'd be resigning, he has yet to formally step down. A spokesperson for the mayor told the Toronto Star that Tory would stay on until after the city is finished debating this year's budget. More details on Tory's transition will be announced after today's budget meeting, according to the mayor's office. For On the Record, I'm Abby Hughes.
Thanks, Abby. Security issues have been big news around TMU for weeks or even months. But in this report, Olivia Weens brings us the story of a pilot project that's taking a community-minded approach to making the campus a safer environment.
From an increased number of security officers to stricter one-card building access to thorough safety audits, security measures around campus have been ramping up throughout the past year. But as the school makes efforts to keep students safe by keeping certain individuals off campus, it begs the question, is there a way to make the area safer for both students and the community as a whole? In the spring of 2022, Community Safety and Security at TMU launched the Strategic Outreach and Response Team, or SORT. According to Community Safety, the SORT pilot project was created to foster collaboration between TMU and community-oriented agencies like Dixon Hall Neighborhood Services and Covenant House, and aims to implement a community-centric harm reduction approach to security on campus.
Oftentimes, what we're seeing is an absence of needed resources that we could sure think of better ways to spend that money in terms of providing access to services, all the kinds of wraparound services that harm reduction advocates are concerned about. You know, not the so much the don't do this, we disapprove of your lifestyle, but here's the resources you need to hopefully make better choices and choices that make everybody feel safer and part of the community.
Those wraparound services that TMU has partnered with actively work to create a healthier and safer downtown environment.
Moving away from just supporting the basic needs of folks and getting from that, you know, survival place to a place where folks are actually thriving in the downtown east.
Dixon Hall has been providing housing, food, and harm reduction support in the downtown east area for nearly 100 years. Last year, they combined forces with the SORT project to further broaden their resources.
Our community safety team works fairly closely with TMU's security team, given our close proximity and also just the nature of the work that we do. So we work together with them to respond to overdoses, to do wellness checks on folks that may be experiencing homelessness or are spending time that are street involved on campus.
By communicating with TMU, both organizations are able to cover more ground when patrolling the community. Additionally, they're both able to come together to respond to distress calls.
So kind of in more of those emergency situations, we work together to essentially save a life and to make folks that are in the immediate vicinity feel a bit more safe when something scary is happening.
Hathaway says with the school's unique location, where the campus and the rest of the downtown core often blend together, it makes sense TMU has had to implement extensive approaches to safety.
And that certainly introduces new challenges, so it doesn't surprise me to be hearing that TMU is facing the kind of challenges that most campuses don't face and needing to innovate and adapt in this way.
But Smith says there's still work to be done in the community.
There's so many stakeholders that come to this neighborhood. And I think it's about that community cohesion so that everyone feels safe and supported and that they're all part of something bigger.
And as for the future of SORT, Smith says there are no official plans to extend the program yet, but they would love to bring the strategies they've learned into other communities and schools. I'm Olivia Weens.
Looking for something to do on campus between classes? Here's Alina Snisarenko with the roundup.
Here are some events happening on campus this week. For all you dance enthusiasts, the Recreation and Athletic Center is hosting a group hip-hop fitness class today at 5:45 p.m. No registration required. Just show up with your one card for a 45-minute session of music and dance. Black Excellence is hosting a mixer for Black-identifying students, staff, and faculty tomorrow. The mixer is an opportunity for the Black community at TMU to connect and socialize. It starts at 1 o'clock on the 8th floor of the SLC. The TMU Bold women's hockey team will be playing against U of T's Varsity Blues at 7 o'clock tomorrow as well. Come out and support the team at the Varsity Arena on Bloor Street. TEDx is back at TMU. The TEDx Toronto MetU Eureka Conference is this Saturday in the Engineering Building. This year's theme is Diversity, Change, and Innovation. The Eureka Conference starts at 9 in the morning. Make sure you pre-register. And it's finally that time of year when you can snooze your alarm. Family Day marks the start of Reading Week at TMU, the University of Toronto, and York University next Monday. Make sure you get some rest before classes resume on the 27th.
Thanks, Alina. I'll be sure to mark my calendar. And if you're looking for something to do in the city as we get closer to Reading Week, make sure you add these upcoming events to your calendar, starting with the Canadian International Auto Show. The country's biggest car show is back for the first time since the start of the pandemic. From Friday the 17th to Sunday the 26th, visit the Metro Toronto Convention Center to see all things automobile.
Finally, for all those nice people out there, Friday marks Random Acts of Kindness Day. It is to promote and encourage kindness at school, work, and home. The Canada Helps organization recommends helping out in your community, reaching out to a loved one, or supporting a local fundraiser. Maybe for us, you could share this broadcast?
I hope they do. And that's it for today's show. For more stories from our OTR newsroom, please have a look at our website. That's ontherecordnews.ca. I'm Alexandra Hollick.
And I'm Molly Cohn. See you here next week after Reading Week, and have a great day.